I'll keep it.
Okay.
Well, you didn't have any damn cue to like,
No, it's fine. No, I just started it now.
Yeah, I realized that.
Yeah, honestly, I wish I would have started it. I wish I would have started it when you were talking about the whole being nervous on your first flight.
My first flight? That's not even...
I said play. I didn't say flight.
You definitely said flight.
I said play.
Well, I have a recording now. You have to hold that the whole time? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You have to hold that for 40 minutes.
Or, well, the easier way to do it, and that would be like...
Is to not hold it.
Well, us be in like a separate room, and basically we're on the phone with each other.
What?
Like, it'll be up to my ear, and I can record a podcast like that. That's usually how I do it.
You mean you just talk to yourself on the phone?
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty normal for me.
I don't know. Usually you don't have a prop.
Well, you're usually not around when I do this.
Well, that's because you don't include me.
I've been trying to find something, and I think I found something.
I can talk about anything and everything, Russell.
Yeah, but I wanted
to
do...
Not exactly the way you want me to talk about it, but I sure
Okay,
can.
Well, for like the past few weeks at a time, I've been into different things. I was into Infinity War for like 2 weeks, and I wanted to
you
do something
even
with
even
that.
You didn't even let me in on The Last Jedi. I could have had comments. You didn't know.
We didn't... I didn't have a podcast for the last... My last podcast episode?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that one.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, this is my podcast.
Wow, that's a shitty intro.
And this is my fiance, Addie. We're talking about...
She's not here right now.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She didn't even say anything. She's just looking out the window.
That's you.
Oh, me. I was confused.
So anytime you hear a really loud voice on my podcast, that's probably Addie.
Yes, me.
So we're going to be talking about...
Jesus.
Horror movies today.
Oh.
Not horror movies. Horror movies.
Oh, shit.
Let's just scary movies. Let's do scary movies because...
Wait, okay, listen.
Because it spreads the genre out to, like, thrillers and stuff.
I thought we were going to be talking about, you know, like, a movie about the guy that masturbates all the time, but I guess that's not...
I don't know if that's...
Don John? Horror movie?
Horror movie? That's not a horror movie. He's like... It's like... He just masturbates all the time.
He's a whore for himself?
I guess. I don't fucking know.
You think he cheats on himself?
I don't think he cheats on himself. He does not cheat on himself with a sock.
You don't know. You didn't ask.
Anyway, let's, like, start this off.
Okay.
Here.
Guess what? We already started off 3 minutes ago.
Well, I'm starting off the actual, like, topic.
Oh, okay.
So, if you could think back, like, what's the first...
You know what's amazing? I can, in fact, think back.
What's the first scary movie that you could think of in your head?
The Grudge.
The Grudge? The first one you, like, can think of watching?
The only reason I think of it at The Grudge is I remember maybe it was not The Grudge, maybe it was The Ring.
I feel like it was The Ring.
Which one's The Grudge?
The Grudge is like the girl that with the black hair is actually Japanese.
No, that's it. The Grudge. And I remember that movie specifically because I was home alone that night and it was near Halloween and they had all their movies on, right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember I really wanted to watch it. But I can't watch it because I have this insane fear of jump scares that's stupid, right? So I kept switching back and forth between The Grudge and, like, cartoons.
I've done that before.
And I remember specifically there was this part where she was backing up to security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd switch to it and I'd be like, and then I'd click over and I'd wait like 2 seconds and I'd click back over and I'm like, she's still in the fucking camera.
She's still like, doing shit.
She's still standing there. She's getting a little closer. I was waiting for the jump scare to be over.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the horror movies I watched when I was a child, which I guess would probably be from like 10.
So yeah, what I would have thought.
10 to 14.
I thought it would be The Shining that would be
the
first one.
No, 10 to 14, my mom would always put on like FX or whatever station.
Your mom doesn't
really
seem
plays.
Like somebody that likes just to watch horror
movies.
She does.
Movies.
Really?
She loves it, actually.
Okay.
But it's, like, one of those things, one of those TV stations that just plays horror movies throughout the week of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just play a bunch of slasher films. You know, they play, like, you know, Freddy, and then they play Mike Myers, and I know that's what they're called, like Freddy.
I love the Halloween movies.
All that shit. So I was kind of desensitized from that whole side.
Well, I mean, it's also, that's 80s slasher versus
it wasn't really
what The Grudge is, and that, like, that's almost completely different.
Well, I just can't take jump scares, man.
I remember when the Grudge first came out, I was really into flash games at the time. Like, just all those games on, like...
Like the porn games?
No, not porn games.
That's
like,
immediately what I think of.
I mean, it was on the, like, same website.
I'm just playing these games, but really there's some porn games
over It was on the same website. But there was this one game that was the Grudge game.
No.
And what it was it was kind of ahead of its time, because
really? Is that Slender?
No, it was kind of like almost like a what is it? It's almost like a virtual reality without the virtual reality part.
I don't understand that at all. You're gonna have to explain it better.
Well, like, you're like, you basically click point and click where you're walking, and like, you just, you're in the first person view of this house.
It's not even ahead of its time. That's just how video games used to be made.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying it was a really interesting looking game for being free like that. And I remember I hadn't even seen the movie Grudge. Like, I had already seen the movie Ring, and I was really into the movie Ring, and it was scary as fuck for me. And I didn't want to see Grudge because it was like, this is the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that's why I get it confused, because basically it's the same thing. Although I couldn't tell you the plot of either one, honestly.
I can tell you the plot of The Ring, but I never really watched The Grudge as much. But I just remember, like, the camera flashed over to a mirror, and then I see her run by the mirror, and I'm like, okay, that's it.
In the game?
Yeah, in the game. Oh. Like, it was, like, shot by the same people that did the movie.
Oh, well, yeah. She gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm not all about that.
I'm not about that.
My first...
We don't have crazy bitches running in front of mirrors in my house.
My first memory, and this is a memory that gets, like, thrown at me anytime I'm,
Is it a bathtub memory? You hate
no.
the bathtub.
I mean, I do hate the bathtub, but that's for Courage the Cowardly Dog. That's not really a scary movie.
That's some bullshit!
You I had a huge imagination.
Of goddamn Courage the Cowardly Dog!
I can show
you. You
I
are
can
courage
show you
the
a lot of
dog.
People that are afraid of that show. Okay, so I was watching, for the first time, Scream. Movie's not even scary.
That movie's been I've
Scream
never seen,
is not
honestly,
scary.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen Scream, and it's ruined for me because of the
it's a scary movie.
Yeah. I can never not see that. Like,
well, like, I remember I was just scared of it being a horror movie since I was like 5 years old, and I buried my head in the couch and I fell asleep just with my head just buried in the couch, and they all woke me up after the
like
movie was over.
Like a 11-pound head sandwich.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, then, like, I moved on to, like, stuff like Jeepers Creepers.
Never seen it.
I watched all the Halloween stuff because...
I've probably seen most of it.
Well, you know, both my cousins, they're both hardcore into both those movies.
Of course they are.
Like,
it's
all
like,
of the...
straight up, like, well, I'm a white dude.
Yeah.
And this is a good movie.
Well, I mean, also, they were also it's all like, on the screen. We had, like, 3 years in a row that all of them were dressed up in the Scream masks. They wouldn't wear an outfit.
That was so popular for such a fucking long time. And then the fucking scary movie came out, and then they did the one with the tongue. And I didn't understand it for years until I finally saw the stupid movie.
Well, I went and I watched,
And then there was the one with the blood that ran down the mask.
Well, okay, I had never seen... Yeah, my brother had the blood one. I had never seen the movie after that first time of me, like, just falling asleep. And I remember I would always... I wanted to fit in. So my mom bought me a full gown. Now, note, they were wearing shirts, jeans, mask. They look like actual, like, kids that are going to kill somebody. I'm out in a... We all had sticks with fake blood on them instead of...
Why the fuck did you have a motherfucking
We didn't have
stick?
That much money.
You couldn't have, like, carved it into a blade?
But anyway, my mom hears that I want to dress up like my cousins and my brother. So she's like, okay, we're going to get you...
Bandana and jeans.
No, we're going to get you the whole costume.
Right.
My brothers and my brother and my cousins, shirt, jeans, mask. Me, mask, black cloak.
Damn.
I was, and also, you know how tall they are. They were about, like.
Did it fit you? That was going to be my second question.
It fit me, but, like, I was the shortest little ghost right, face.
So did you trip over it?
I don't think I tripped over it. I think it was made for a kid's size. Mm. The mask was adult
who
size,
the fuck
of course.
Decided that they wanted to make kid size scream thing. Who
was well, no, it was just a regular. Like it was that? Just a regular cloak. It wasn't like a
honey, you're
scream
smart.
Cloak. But anyway,
what?
That was my start. And there's your start. They kind of differ, but we kind of align
no,
on this whole slasher
all,
thing.
Actually.
Well, your start wasn't even Grudge. Like, you were talking about the slasher movies that you saw before
that's
it.
That's the first one I can recall.
First thing you could think of at the top of your head.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like stuff that kind of
shit, that might have been the first one.
Input on you. So now, I'm going to pause because my thumb hurts. And we're going to add to this in a sec.
No, we're not. You're not going to pause.
Well, no, I'm going to talk.
You did a 40-minute one the other day by yourself. What do you
I
mean?
Had it up to my ear.
Bullshit. You're
all right,
gonna
hold on.
Keep
I'm gonna,
no, you're not gonna pause it.
Okay, we're not gonna pause it.
Nope.
I'm gonna move on to the next part. I wanted you
we're
to have
moving
a,
it on.
Well, I wanted you to have a chance to think
on.
About.
I don't need to
okay,
think.
So
just need to go.
Blank out the last 4 years of horror movies because we'll get there.
Mm, what year would that be? 14?
Like
okay.
I would say like Paranormal Activity 1 being a cutoff.
Like I remember what
I've seen
before.
I'm just
that.
Blank out all that.
Okay.
Anything before Paranormal Activity. Mm.
It's well, already blank. Look
what was
at that.
Your well, what was your like favorite horror movie growing up?
It would probably be The Shining or Misery.
See, that's what I was thinking. Definitely a Stephen King thing for you. I know I like
I
Misery
love
a lot.
Misery, yeah, I do love Misery a lot.
But and that this is also where we kind of differ, even on horror movies. I mean, I like those because they're just really well put together movies, more than just scary movies. But I think the one that hits home for me as a kid will always be The Others. And I still need to have you watch that all the
oh,
way through.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I started to watch it, and it was pretty damn good.
It's so subtle.
But, okay, I see where you're coming from with that. But I, Kathy Bates, is that
Kathy Bates, yeah, she's scary
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, Kathy Bates, just amazing.
Well, I mean, it started off a I career mean, of her being a scary bitch.
I mean, just the beautifulness that she brought to that character, she really brought it to life, and I think that's really what brought it for me. Nicole Kidman's great and understandable. I understand the movie. I got the main premise. I think I did, in fact, see it all the way through.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember now. Because me and Bethany
like,
were talking about certain parts at the end.
Well, I don't know if I saw the very
I think it was Sixth
end.
Sense that you didn't see all the way through.
No, I didn't see The Sixth Sense, but I want to consider that a horror movie.
It was for me.
Suspense, maybe.
Well, no, see, that's what I'm saying, like, scary movie is such... I'm saying that as a general term. We're going through thrillers, suspense, horror,
Scooby
slashers.
Doo
not Scooby-Doo, but, I mean, Scooby-Doo,
it was
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island scared the fuck out of me as a
no,
kid.
Scooby-Doo 2, clearly, when you thought the gang was going to break up, it was just terrifying.
It's
I mean,
terrifying. I think Coolsville sucks.
I think Coolsville sucks.
All right.
You're just trying to make it seem that I think Coosville sucks.
But, okay, so I was listening to a podcast, and this was kind of what the reasoning for me wanting to do a podcast about horror movies is because I was listening to a podcast with Chris Jericho, and he had a guy on there, Eli Roth, who is a well-known...
Excuse me, Eli Roth?
Roth.
Oh.
He's a well-known...
What a great last name.
He's a well-known horror You're movie killing. Director. Have you seen Inglourious Basterds?
No.
No? Okay.
Ooh.
Brad Pitt is in it. It's about killing Nazis.
Is, yeah. Is that where he goes to the ball?
Yeah.
I've seen part of it.
Well, did you see the... It's a famous scene. This guy comes out of a dark tunnel with, like, a bat.
Where they're all standing over him?
Yeah, with, like, a bat and
no,
shit.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, that...
I've seen the picture.
That's Eli Roth. You've probably seen him in some other things.
What an obscure reference you're making.
I know, I'm just saying the one thing
like,
I know him from.
That's him. Like,
that's
I'd
how
be
I
able
just
to,
associate
like,
his
I'd
face.
I'd be able to recall what he looks like. You know how bad I am.
But
I can't even recall Brad Pitt in that movie, honestly. Like,
but anyway, Eli Roth was sitting there, and he was talking about how the 80s was kind of like a big slasher generation.
Yeah.
And it was such, like, the Halloween, Freddy, and
so
Friday
what,
13th.
And so the beginning of this generation is what, suspense? Is that...
Sort of. I feel like we're in a golden age of horror movies right now. Especially the past, like, past 3 years has been great for it.
Right.
Like...
We've seen quite a bit. Surprisingly.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there's been some of the other ones that have been more gory, like Saw. I'm glad that
we didn't even go totally see Saw. Over.
I didn't see it all. I heard it has actually a great story going through all of them, but I wasn't into the gory stuff.
I mean, AJ really likes Saw. Yeah. Me and her started to watch them, but I didn't.
You know, Carrie Elwes has like a huge fucking.
Is that my man?
Yeah, he has a huge fucking role in that entire franchise.
Good.
He shows up so many times. He was in the first one, and he shows up like throughout the entirety
aged
of those movies.
Like fine wine, I would sip from that man. Like,
I just think it's crazy because like we associate him with like Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I associate him with Princess Bride and Robin Hood in Tights, but I also associate him with Psych.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, but like then he's like moving on to this like very different direction than what he's done in the past,
man,
with Saw.
Oh, man.
And I feel like he could do some more horror movies if he wanted to. But anyway, so we've had all these different movies, and I've gone through kind of trying to figure out in the past like 4 years what are my favorites.
Out of the last four?
Well, let's say last like two or three.
Can't we just talk about them? Do we have to talk about favorites?
Well, I'm saying, okay, well, there's obvious, okay,
there's
stuff.
I don't think I have a favorite line.
Well, there's stuff that's more story-driven, like, story-driven and
like
more about
others.
Relationships.
I mean, not the others. Like, that movie we went and saw, The Quiet One.
Yeah, the two movies I was going to bring up here are A Quiet Place and Get Out. Because they're not terrifying.
That one movie we went and saw, Ouija, is that the one where they're in the school?
Ouija, I think they start out in a school. It's kind of like a Breakfast Club motif, and then they go into this house and do the Ouija
stuff.
Were
they doing the play?
I don't think so.
You don't think that's Ouija? Because I think it was. They go into the high school, and it's kind of shot like a documentary style because they had the cameras inside the school. I think it was Ouija.
Ouija's not documentary style, so I think it's like something else.
Oh my god,
we'll have to discuss that one, because that's going to kill me if I don't remember that.
You remember talking about that, right?
I understand.
The kid was up there, and then they...
Well, the first thing I thought of when you were talking about a play and stuff was that Black Mirror episode.
No, but, I'm talking about where they were put on that play about that certain thing, and then the ghost was like, guess what, you're going to do the play, but it's going to be for real, and he kills them.
Fuck, I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but
yeah,
I have no idea.
Guess what? You're gonna kill yourself right now.
Oh, did you know they're making a new one?
Spin the roulette wheel.
They're making a new Unfriended.
On what?
Unfriended.
Oh,
know that movie?
That movie with the Skype.
Yeah, with the Skype call.
Did we see that?
Yeah, we saw that. We saw that in theaters.
And I guess it wasn't that memorable.
It wasn't too memorable, but they're making a new one, and it's gonna be. They're going into the...
Actual YouTubers.
Well, no, they're going into the dark web. And, like, the whole point is, like, they find footage that they shouldn't find, and then these guys start showing up on their...
Sarah's gone.
It's completely different
people.
Not
Sarah's gone. That one... Do you know what I'm talking about? There's that horror game that's out where you find the person's phone, and you start going through it.
Sort of.
And you gotta find them, and there's, like, all these creepy videos. Like,
oh! And then there was that other movie that I really want to see that's coming out. It's done similar style to Unfriended. And I think it's John Cho?
I don't even
Guy from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
No, okay, I don't.
He's been in Star Trek too. He was Sulu in Star Trek.
Was he the guy that dated Robin?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy who he interviewed
Ted
Marshall for Tuckahoe Funland.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, so he's in this... It's done, like, through his webcam, and, like, he's searching for his daughter, and the whole point is, like, he knows his daughter. He's like, I know my daughter. I know she wouldn't do that. And then he finds out, like, on her credit card, she pulled out, like, thousands of dollars, and it's kind of hinting at...
You're right, Dad.
She ran
away. I didn't do that. That's me. I'm like...
Yeah. But
I didn't do it.
It's an interesting idea. But anyway, back to...
Meanwhile, give me some bath bombs.
We've sidetracked a little bit, but let's get back to Get Out and
Nerve?
A Quiet Place.
Wait, I was going to ask. Do you think Nerve is a horror movie?
No.
Or a thriller? Oh, it's kind of scary.
That's on the edge of almost being one. I don't know. I feel like it's like Purge Light.
Purge Light?
Like it's sort of like Purge, but not really.
Honestly, like... I don't think I've ever watched a Purge movie.
And I've watched the first one.
I honestly don't have interest in it.
I like the first one because I like the idea of, like, people invading your house, and you're just like, let me go get my gun, and I'm going to start killing these bitches.
Yeah, honestly, that was my favorite part of that. Because, like, I don't get why. I feel like
we should watch them.
In this generation that we're in right now, I feel like a lot of us wouldn't be like, let's go kill some people.
Well, the newest one.
Free TV. Let's go steal some cash from a bank because we're all poor.
Well, the new one's called the newest one's called The First Purge, and what they're doing in that, like, they noticed that they started this purge and nobody's killing each other. Everybody's just going partying. So what they do is they send in their own guys to start murdering people.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
It's kind of showing that, like, the people who came up with the philosophy of it, they're wrong, basically.
The government? That's
who's... Well, it's not... It didn't start as the government thing. Apparently, it starts
in,
like...
The government has to regulate it,
obviously. Yeah, no, this first one starts in Rhode Island, and the success of that moves on to...
How come everything got to be on the coast? How come we can't have a purge in...
It's got to be on an island. It's got to be on an island to start it out. Because if shit goes nuts, they can literally just drop a nuke on that island.
Grab your torch and pitchforks.
Pretty much.
That's what I want. I want Midwest.
Okay.
Shrek-themed purge.
We should just have Shrek purge edition.
Shrek purge. Somebody want
to tell me. All right. Don't sing the entire song. All right. So, Quiet Place and Get Out. Let's get back to that real quick. Not really most terrifying movies, but they kind of...
I don't get why we're talking about Get Out. I feel like a lot of people have talked about Get Out.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm comparing the two, basically. I don't want to go into detail. I just want to talk about how they're more of, like...
One has a deep message. The other one is John Krasinski. So, I mean, they're pretty equal.
Well, what I'm saying is, instead of trying to do a jump scare... Or cause you to be, like, terrified. You're more terrified for these people because you're attached to them.
Yes.
Like, you have an emotional response to somebody dying. Like, I bawled in the movie and you called me a pussy.
That's because you are one.
You almost cried.
I didn't cry.
We're so attached to John Krasinski, though, that was such a sad scene.
The only movie I've ever cried in is Winnie Pooh and the Heffalumps. And that's because I was tired. And I was 16 at Winnie Pooh and the Heffalumps.
But anyway, another...
But he was hella cute.
Another style that's becoming really popular, and that's the latest movie that we've seen that kind of fits into this. I like that they broke away from found footage films, finally, but...
Yeah, I'm about tired of those.
Well, looking at this, The Conjuring, Conjuring 2...
VHS clearly did it the best, and that was...
Well, they did it, and they did basically any story that you could have thought of. So they're just like, they burnt out the entire genre.
I mean, I think they're so underrated is what kills me about
I like
VHS.
The first one. And the second one was... The second movie of a lot of things, like even Paranormal Activity, the second one is always the best because they have enough money to put a lot of effort into it, but it's not full-blown CGI shit.
I just... Oh, my God. The last one of the thing...
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, sucked.
Oh, yeah, because they went full CGI with it.
Oh, my God, it looked terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
I mean, they really should have stuck with...
I'm glad that they wrapped it up.
Yeah, no shit, but I mean, they should have really stuck with their original...
Yeah, they should have gone backwards instead of forwards.
Yeah, no, they should have kept all their money, saved them some money on some damn CGI.
What I think they should have done, instead of trying to connect a bunch of stories, they should have went down the Marked Ones path and kind of just do spinoffs.
Is that the one with the Mexican guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean, that one wasn't that great of a movie because it was only done with, like, two of the main guys that did the first two. But they should have just kind of stuck with that because then you can do whatever you want with it.
You know, the most memorable thing for me, I think, out of all of those is the first one of the paranormal. And the thing I remember most about it is her standing there for, like, hours.
Uh-huh.
Which was annoying as shit.
I don't know. I feel like I'd try to, like, kick you in the stomach or something if you did that.
Well, like, he wasn't awake, but I mean, bitch, I would don't wait. Your legs get tired?
See, that's the difference. That's the difference between a couple like that and a couple like that.
Doesn't
like
she
us.
Wake up
it's
and
like,
think, wow, my legs hurt. What
you'd
the
wake
fuck
up,
was I doing?
Well, you'd wake up and you'd come and stand and stare at me, except I'd be in, like, the living room watching The Office. And, you know, I'd just be like, what do you want to watch The Office? Addie? what are you doing?
But you wouldn't be awake. The whole point was awake. The demon was like, hey, now that this guy's asleep, we're going to stand up. We're going to get you some cardio.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they never really explained, like, why is he just staring at him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just to be creepy, but I just don't understand. Like, she didn't even wake up and be like, wow, my legs hurt. Like,
But anyway, like, we got out of that finally, like, after Devil Inside, all these different fucking found footage films finally ran their course, all the Blair Witch Project, like, wannabes. And I think Blair Witch Project...
I have never seen Blair, that movie either.
Well, I think Blair Witch was the last, like, found footage film. And it's so fitting that it was the first and then the last. It's so fitting.
There's a second one?
Yeah, Blair Witch is on Hulu.
The first one?
The second one's on Hulu. We gotta watch the first one.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one.
But, then we get into this, like, stuff...
I heard it's just a lot of shaky camera.
Yeah. Well, we get into the stuff that's, like, getting away from this found footage stuff and then not going down the gory path. We have these clever movies like The Conjuring, The Conjuring 2, and finally this year with Hereditary.
Okay, I don't know if I'd include Conjuring or Conjuring 2.
I include Conjuring 2 mainly because it's such a creative way to film a horror movie to where it's not totally done. I don't know. They do the normal cliches that are in a horror movie, but they film them so differently.
And I
love that movie, mainly the rocking chair scene. That's my favorite part.
I was going to ask you, what's that movie that is found footage like with the kids and the monster on the train?
On the train? Monster on a train. Fuck.
No, like the train stops and the kids are like, and they're talking about like there's some kind of like big monster.
Crap. We'll have to look that up too. I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I mean, that sounds so funny.
Found footage too.
Yeah.
It wasn't obviously that rememberable. Yeah. But I thought that was more recent than even the last.
Well, I mean, even like M. Night Shyamalan tried found footage, and his is probably like.
What was his?
The weirdest example of it. That's The Visit.
Oh.
But it led
that
to.
That movie
it
is
led
so
to,
funny.
It led to him finally doing Split and coming back.
Okay, Split was
great.
But I mean, oh my god, The Visit was so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's our experience in the theater or if just the fact that we gotta like buy or rent that movie again because it was so damn funny.
We have, we need The Visit. Yeah, we need The Visit.
Like, it wasn't even creepy until the end where you're like,
it was a little creepy for me just because I'm weirded out by anything.
No, they were just so funny. Like, they didn't even give a shit.
Yeah, and then going back.
We're naked and we're gonna play Yancey.
Going back to like Hereditary.
It was gross.
Hereditary. Hereditary, honestly, like, it went. I've gone full circle.
Hereditary is good.
Well, I've gone full circle when it comes to movies now. Because it hit me as hard as the others did.
Well, where did the circle begin? I'm confused.
The others. Of like
hit you hard?
Horror movies that hit me hard. And it hit me hard as a kid.
But does it count? Yeah, that's what I mean. But does it count if it hit you hard as a kid?
That movie will always give me the creeps. And I think that movie will always freak me out.
Have you watched it in recent years?
Yes.
And you're like,
I watched it with you. And like, I literally.
You weren't there?
Yeah, I was.
No.
Yeah, I remember talking to you and Bethany about it.
It was after the movie.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've seen stuff from it and I'm still afraid of the dark. 100%, 150% because of that movie.
Well, I don't get why you're afraid of the dark. That has nothing to do with the movie.
The movie's like 80% of it is in the dark.
Yeah, but it's in the dark because our kids are allergic.
I know,
to
but like it just it scarred me.
That's
for
supposed to be
that.
Scary for you. Like you're
was,
scared because just, the kids are. The kids
my
are in
point
the dark.
Is that Hereditary is a movie that affected me as an adult.
If someone was scared of a dog in a movie, would you be scared of a dog?
No.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's
and I feel like with you, you're full circle. With you loving The Shining.
Well, I'd rather say Misery.
Well, I'm saying, well, okay. Even with both of those, with the Stephen King-esque stories, your full circle is, one, A Cure for Wellness, and two, Crimson Peak.
Crimson Peak, I would agree with. Now,
because it fits
wellness.
The Shining.
Okay, I have.
And that one does.
I have issues with Cure for Wellness, honestly.
You don't like the eels?
I don't like the eels. But I don't like them because it's gross. Just like in The Visit, I didn't like when he was smearing poop on his face. That's cool.
I love the rapping kid, though. That was great.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, the kid was great. But I have problems with the ending. It felt very cop-out. It felt very Phantom of the Opera. It felt very...
I was telling you that, and you didn't agree with me.
Well, I have had time.
Because it had...
I have had time to think about it.
Well, it had three different endings. It had the One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest ending, and then it was like, oh, no, no, it's actually this ending. And then, like, he's actually been alive for
but
a long time.
Not, but that's not
and
the part.
Then it's like, oh, no, this is Phantom of the fucking Opera right at the very end. And
but
it was like,
not
what?
That's not the part I had an issue with. It wasn't that there were so many different endings. It was specifically the part about the guy being her dad and wanting to have sex with her because it brought the perfect child.
That was so weird.
Or whatever. Yeah, that was my problem with that movie. Because at 0 points during the movie was that alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the end where he's driving off on the bike and he's acting crazy, you already knew that this place is going to drive him crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, yeah, great. That's a great ending. They could have cut out that whole part because it's like someone had an idea for that movie and that's the ending that they had for it.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't bear to cut that shit out. And, like it would have been such a stronger movie if that part wasn't even in there because, like, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I know that they tried to make sense out of it, but it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? Recast the main character as Evan Peters, and doesn't it feel like a really long American Horror Story season?
Yeah.
Because of, like, how much they punt it there at the fucking end.
Yeah, I mean, it had a really long ending. And the thing about it, I just think it would have been such a much stronger movie with that. Now, Crimson Peak, I loved.
Well, I mean, Guillermo del Toro designing monsters is always fantastic and frightening as fuck.
I mean,
Tom Hiddleston's
was
part
beautiful.
Was so, he did so well.
Now, this, the whole brother-sister sex thing, fine.
I mean, it's supposed to be in there to, like, creep you out. It really does creep you out.
It does creep you out because they did such a well job. Now, it's so different than the other one.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you could even compare. I don't know, but I also think Hereditary was very good, too. Because as you said to me, it keeps you thinking for a while. Because after
you think that you
honestly,
have it.
After Crimson Peak, I just really liked the movie. So I was thinking about it because I liked a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, Hereditary, I was thinking about it because it was fucking creepy.
I thought about that for days.
Yeah.
That's the first movie in a while that had me up at night.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't have me up at night because I don't have issues.
But I just have a big imagination.
Yeah, you got a big old head full of big old imagination.
But I am trying to rank these movies, and it's really hard. Hereditary might be the top of my list.
It doesn't even sound like a chore for me to do because I don't want to do it. I don't want to rank anything.
Well, what would be your favorite out of all the movies we've mentioned so far?
Crimson Peak. But I don't know if that's because I like Tom Hiddleston.
It's such a bias towards Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I mean, but it was such a
good feel like
movie.
Split is up there for you.
Oh, Split is definitely.
Because it hit
but
a lot.
But I also consider it a horror movie.
Well, it seems like a movie.
At no point I feel threatened.
It seems like a movie that you'd write.
It seems like a movie I would write, but I don't consider it a scary movie or a horror movie, honestly.
I just love Jacek Akinfoy's acting in it, going from the beast to
the
slow one and then back to the... And, like, I remember telling you this, when he was the woman character, I felt so safe.
Ow.
Like, anytime she showed up, even though you know she's a bad fucking person...
She felt safe.
She showed up and you were just like... Oh, she's here to calm me down. Everything's going to be okay. It's not.
I think that's one of the things that really determines a good horror movie for me, too, is the actors that are in it. Because just like I said with Kathy Bates, the reason I like Split so much is because of James McAvoy. And the reason I like Crimson Peak so much is because of the relationship between that girl and Tom Hiddleston. I thought they did a really good job, him and his sister.
Yeah.
I thought that lady did a fantastic job.
Well, I mean, then you got Hereditary with the main... female.
Well, not even...
The little girl, too, yeah, but the main female.
Not even the main female for me was my best part. I thought the brother did...
Oh, yeah.
An absolute...
His stone cold...
His name is Alex Wolff. He did an absolute wonderful job.
What he didn't say was probably the scariest part of that movie for me. The fact that he's just sitting there... like, I know what's going through his fucking head in that moment.
No.
He didn't have to say anything.
He didn't have to say anything. And I think that's really the piece of brilliant acting that he put forth. I think that's the thing for me, is that in order for it to be a good horror movie,
you gotta believe the people.
You gotta have an attachment. You gotta believe the people. Same thing with The Quiet Place. Same thing with Get Out. Those people put on such a great performance that you like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, it almost, like, the scares and stuff are almost completely secondary because of the fact that you have these characters that you're slowly getting attached to.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see them get hurt.
But, you know, like,
it's more worried, like, that's somebody I know. Please don't hurt them. You're scared for the people in there.
That way.
Well, I'm saying, like, you feel like, oh, this is somebody I've gotten to know, and now they might get hurt in the situation.
I mean, yeah,
as opposed to being feeling danger for yourself.
And that's the writer's intention. So it's a mix between the writer and the actor being able to communicate what the writer wants them to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And to think about this, Quiet Place was such a good movie, and literally there was hardly any talking in it. So that was all acting.
And they made it, it has such a hush over, like, the audience, too.
Oh my god, the theater is almost silent.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like,
crazy. I had to hold back my crying because I didn't want to be loud.
It was crazy quiet. And it's, like, that's the best part of it, is that if someone can seriously sit there and put on such a good show and not even say anything at all, that's when you know you have a good actor.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up with one more thing, and this is what I've been kind of, I always lead into all with all these different great horror movies. One more thing that I always bring up at the end of something like this with my writing all this stuff down. The movie It.
Yeah, what about it?
What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts?
This many years, this long later, and the fact that they're approaching making the next one.
I still got questions about the clowns in the wood, because I almost think that was promotion for It, and they just canceled it.
It had weird timing, yeah.
That they canceled it because they were like, this is not going over well. And
also, there was probably some people that would take advantage of something like that.
Yes.
To kidnap children.
Well, yes.
I think, honestly, Bill Skarsgård had a big shoes to fill, and I think that he basically pulled a Heath Ledger. Because Heath Ledger played, like, the Joker after Jack Nicholson had done it, and nobody thought that he could do it, but he basically took the shoes and made his own shoes, basically.
Are you talking about the guy that plays the It?
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise. He had a big shoes to fill from Tim Curry, but he just made his own shoes.
Here's what I feel. I've never seen the original It, okay?
It's funny.
I've seen this It. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good.
I thought he was pretty terrifying.
I didn't know if I found him terrifying.
Not totally.
But
I feel like he's going to be more scary in the next one.
But then again, I'm not even scared of clowns.
Well, I mean, this one was like their children going after a horror monster. I feel like them as adults, Pennywise is going to be a lot scarier.
Here's what I'll say. I'd buy it. And I would watch
it. Oh, yeah, we're going to buy it.
I mean, it's already been out. We haven't bought it, but
yeah.
I'd buy it and I'd watch it again. Because I think the colors, the characters, I think everything about it was good.
They did a great job with the Stephen King book.
Yeah, and I think that there were some funny parts to it, but I think the funny parts
were needed.
Yeah. / added, because in the original It, everybody finds jokes in it.
Made for TV movie.
Yeah, made for TV movie. So I think they had to bring at least a little bit of that in to appease some people. Like, where he's dancing.
I love Richie. Richie's my favorite character out of everybody.
Which one's Richie?
Richie's the funny one that Bill Hader's going to play in the new one. But my favorite part is, like, he's yelling at the main kid. And he's just like, you're making me do all this shit. And then he, like, pulls out a bat and is like, now you're going to make me kill a fucking clown. Because you think, like, he's going to give up and walk away. But he's just like, now we've got to beat the shit out of this fucking clown. Best part of the movie.
I think it was done. I can't even tell you if it was done well. I mean, I've never seen the original. I've never read the book, but I like the movie.
Yeah. That's what you can say for a lot of anything that's going to be remade, done with, like, Stephen King. It's like, you can't tell if it's better.
I liked the makeup that they did for Pennywise.
I know that they're going to do really well with
Although,
it.
I was thinking about it the other day, and when he had his mouth open and all the teeth wheels spinning, I was like, man, that looked fake. Yeah. But, that was the one criticism I had about it.
I was okay with them making it. A lot of people weren't because they didn't want them to remake. Because they really a lot of people really liked the original It. I know for a fact that Misery.
What is that joke that your sister likes from that so bad about the can?
I don't remember. But Misery.
Oh my god, you had to say it now.
Misery will never be remade.
No, they can't.
They cannot replicate. Unless you have Kathy Bates.
Yeah, unless you reprise her fucking role.
That's not going to be a good movie. And then The Shining, they're doing a sequel to.
Dumb.
I told you about this.
I know. I don't know how I feel. It's called,
based around Dr. Sleep. Ewan McGregor is playing a grown-up Danny.
I don't even know what Dr. Sleep is. Is another Stephen King.
It's a sequel to The Shining where it's about.
Is it Stephen
King? Yeah, it's about Danny, the kid from Shining.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm pretty interested in him.
And Ewan McGregor's
playing him. He's pretty damn
crazy. Ewan McGregor's playing him, and I think he's going to do a great job.
Is he going to just hold up his finger the whole time?
Well, a lot of people were wondering how the voice in his head is going to change over time. Because, like, apparently, like, he's like a...
Where's Winnie the Pooh?
He's like a psychic or an
empath.
He
didn't introduce me and now I'm pissed.
That is kind of weird that, like, his two next movies are, like, Winnie the Pooh and then...
backwards.
And then the fucking Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, he's motherfucking pissed. I bet that little... Because it's another child inside of him named Tony, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's
Davey?
A child.
Davey.
It's Tony.
Tony? We'll have to watch that again.
It's
anyway,
Tony.
Okay.
I'm right.
Anyway.
You're wrong.
This has been fun.
Psycho. Psycho is another one. That's the other one I had to think of. There we go.
I feel like
that's
that was your
one.
First
full
one.
Full circle, bitch.
All right. Well, that's about usual time on my podcast. So I think we'll wrap it up. So, yeah. Addie is going to be in more of these.
I'm going to go home.
I need to find another idea.
I'm
going to
go out of the house.
I have keys. We just drove from her parents' house to here.
Well, why do you gotta give out information like that?
They don't know where we live.
Wait, why do you gotta give out information like that?
Okay, calm down.
Now they know I live 40 minutes away from my parents.
Oh, shit. Crazy. Oh,
shit.
All right.
They could drive 40 minutes in any direction. They wouldn't find anything.
All right, so this was fun. I feel like I got a lot more talking done without, like, spaces in between where I'm going, So I'm definitely gonna bring Addie back. I just need to think of something else to talk about with her. If you have any ideas, I'd love to talk about anything with you.
Of course you would.
So this is Addie. I'm Russell. Say something. You're not going to say anything?
You know I don't like when people ask me to do things.
Okay, don't say anything.
Okay. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.